and a man that needs no introduction. We've been talking about him since the day he was hired, now joining us on Auburn's first sports talk show, Sports Call. Coach Harsin here with us. Thanks for being here, Coach.
Hey, glad to be here.
Nice to meet you. J.J. Jackson, I guess I should officially introduce myself.
Yeah, absolutely.
Tom
Peavy
as well.
Hey, Tom, how are
Very
you?
Very nice to meet you.
What's today been like for you, Coach?
It's been great. Yeah, you know, this time for me, when we do media days, it really is now it's time to go out there and get the team back and start practicing and preparing. And so, you know, it's just summer's over. All right, had a few good weeks with my family, got a chance to get away, and then you come to media days and boom, you know, staff is back. We're preparing. We're getting fall camp ready. Players are finishing up. They get about 5 days before they come back and get ready for fall camp. And so it's just that time to really tune in to everything you want to accomplish in fall camp to make sure that it's successful and you're ready for the season.
Everyone has sort of bought into this 1-0 mindset. I see all the bracelets everywhere with everybody. Mm. You think you're headed for a victory today, Coach?
Well, that's always the plan every day, right? And let me say this, like our players, you know, I want to wake up and expect to be successful, and I want to do the work necessary to make that happen. And today's been great. We got a chance to talk about Auburn football. We've got a chance to have two great people represent us in Bo and Owen as far as our players go. And then, you know, this has been great. I mean, it's very efficient, you know, for me. And I enjoy talking about our program. I enjoy sharing the things that we've been doing, things that our players have accomplished so far, and where we want to go in this program. And to me, it gives us one more opportunity before we get a chance to go out there and actually show it, to talk about it and let everybody know this is the focus and direction of this program.
You talk about representation of the program a good bit, and I know that since you've been hired, you've been able to connect with a lot of former players and that sort of thing. One of those, Trevon Reed, has been a co-host on this show for a year and a half or so, reunited with his coach and Gene Chizik, and a shout-out earlier today from him in the main room from you. But what has that been like, not only with him, but just other former players to reach out and for you to have them a part of the program?
Well, Sammy Coates, Trevon Reed, they were the first. We have our Real Life Wednesdays. They came and spoke to the team, and it's really about real life. It's like what they're doing now, but they're former players, and it got real. Like, I used to sit in that seat right there, and this is where that guy was, and, you know, not everybody made it in my class. And what I want for our players is to see some of these fantastic people that have sat in their seats and understand, like, you know, there's life after football. So be prepared for that. But you got great people. You got great resources, especially at a place like Auburn. All right, utilize that. And, you know, a big topic is name, image, and likeness and all that. Well, you also have great people that have come before you that you can learn from that really appreciate what you're doing right now because they've been in those seats literally. And I want guys to understand that because I think sometimes we forget about those guys that gave their blood, sweat, and tears to the program and how much they've learned. Well, bring that back. Share that. And that's always the goal for me as a head coach. Like, when you leave, I want you to come back. And it's been great for me to get some history and, you know, some traditions that these players have been a part of that I wasn't a part of, you know. And to see, I saw the interaction with Trevon and Coach Chizik. I mean, that's what you want. That's a relationship right there. And I heard Trevon's story. And, you know, it's one that, you know, not everybody knows at the end of the day. And so for him to share that with us, for Sammy to come in and talk about his story and, you know, just doing little things and treating people right, and it's led him to where he is right now. I mean, that's pretty cool.
What they've said is what with these Real Life Wednesday settings and connecting with them, you're in the back taking notes yourself. Why is that important for you to also be learning in this moment?
I'm learning every day from people in our program like that. I want to hear their story. Like, I've been through this, I've been through that. Well, that might be something I've been through. Maybe I haven't, but I want to learn from it because it all applies. You have so many different people in your programs, right? And coaches, players, and so on, that everybody's got a story. Everybody's got goals and dreams and things like that. Well, you know, you got to find ways as a head coach to connect with everybody as well. And I love to learn. I love people's stories. I love to learn, and I love to hear the things they've done to overcome some of the adversity because that's usually what it is. And to me, that's a big part of sitting back there and taking notes and I appreciate that stuff, and I'm always trying to learn. And if I can hear a story from somebody and take something valuable and apply it to what I do and bring value to somebody else, then you know what? That's how we've transferred those experiences from that particular person to this one and so on, and that's how it should be in a football program.
I'll end with this, Coach. You often talk about being 1-0 each and every day, and attacking the day at hand, same way with the season at hand. Akron is the first opponent before you can move on throughout the schedule. With that in mind, is there also a countdown going on in your mind at all times, or is it truly just one day at a time?
Well, there's a countdown. I know when the first game is. I know September 4th. I know all those things. I know when the end of summer for our players is going to be. But to simplify it, and the one thing that for me in my own life that has helped me, and I heard this from a guy that I've worked with, the greatest lie ever told is life is not that simple. It is. And if you know this is what you want, simplify it to get that and avoid the distractions. And being a college head football coach and having so many distractions around your players, you know what? I want them to succeed. They have goals. Hey, what are your top three things you want to accomplish? This. All right, well, here's how you're going to get there. Stay focused on this now, and you got to do it every day, and you got to be disciplined in it, and it's going to be tough, and you got to believe in this goal. And I think those are the keys to success when you can do that, not just in football but in life. And, you know, I just want to share that because those are things at 44 years old I've learned along the way that you want to share with people. I'm not trying to hold on to this. I want to give it back. And that's the 1-0. So to keep it simple, let's not focus right now on Akron. Let's focus on having a great Thursday, showing up and knocking out the decks in the stadium. And I think players and people appreciate that. Like, you know what, I'm going to be the best I can today because that's all I really can control.
We're so grateful for the time today, Coach. It was amazing finally getting a chance to meet you here, and can't wait for football season to get here. Thank you for being here.
Yeah, thank you very much. War Eagle.